Yeah, why not EVR to keep it door show? I think we got the homie Meek Mill on the phone. Meek. Meek Mill.
Yo.
Yo, Meek.
Yo.
What's up, baby? How you?
Ain't nothing, chillin'. What's good?
I'm good, I'm good. I see you tore down H-Town last night, man. Houston.
Yeah, H-Town was fire.
They was feeling the boy down there?
Yeah, it was live down there.
You got the grill and all that, I saw.
Yeah, man, just working out, man, trying to turn things up, playing around with it.
You doing more than turn it up, man. Last I seen you was the press conference, and then you dropped, you had the birthday celebration, then you dropped the Dream Chasers, the mixtape. And you took over the whole fucking game, man. Come on, man. Can anybody eat out here? You're not letting niggas eat now. Come on.
Nah, listen, man, we just trying to share the wealth, man. They can come join us if they want. We've been grinding, man. The mixtape did real good on the internet. I ain't know it was going to go like that, but, you know what I mean? It went to the next level. You know what I mean? Now, up next, the album, man. It's time to put up some numbers on the album now.
Yeah, I saw that, man. I mean, they're saying with the mixtape, though, like 3 million downloads, like ridiculous numbers. Everybody mad trying to say the numbers aren't real and all that. And it's just like, that's all anything anybody's talking about. Like, so we're definitely
one. Yeah, nah, man. I was about to tweet. So I'm going to tweet the email, man, from that piss. That piss sent me an email saying they bought 7 new servers and they all broke. Still. You know what I mean?
No, so then you were saying that, you know, now with Dreams and Nightmares coming very soon, August, right? August. You said you're going to do some real numbers, man. Do you feel like you got to put up like 500 or something like that first week, like some DMX shit from back in the day to really, like, do you feel like you position yourself in that way?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, man. I ain't trying to do nothing else but amazing, man.
Yeah.
Anything I'm doing, I don't even know why nobody would think I even put up no fake shit, because everything I've been doing been turning out like this and how I've been doing it, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the consistency.
My bars been taking off. It did incredible in the streets, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dream Chasers 1 did incredible.
Yep.
Dream Chasers 2 just did more, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's talk about Amen. I know you did the making of that. That's a special record. What made you not save it and just put it on the mixtape first?
Man, I don't even be into saving music, really, man. I be feeling like, man, the streets need it.
Yeah.
Let's get it out.
Yeah.
Before that mixtape, I was listening on the internet, and I ain't really had no good, like, mixtapes at the time.
Yeah.
Except for it was old, you know, the 2 Chainz, my old shit. A couple of niggas' old mixtapes, you know, they've been out for like 9-8 months.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nothing really out there. So I'm like, man, I'm just going to drop something in the streets before my album, build up some more buzz.
Yeah, because they showed the video. You pretty much crafted it with Jeremiah, and then you drew Drake on it. Like, how did you and Drake get so cool? Like, and what made you decide to put him on that record?
Man, Drake always been cool, man. When I first met him, man, we always busted up on the phone and shit like that. We never even talked about a record for a long time, but then I had the record. I let him hear it. He liked it.
Yeah.
So we just went through with that.
Yeah. Are you doing that live on the tour? How many songs are you doing from the new mixtape on the tour on your set?
None yet. Me and Drake supposed to start Amen like ASAP, like even tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So saving that up. Saving that up right there. And then you just did the Roc Nation, the management deal. That, I know that was in the works for a while. Like, was you know, Wale has a similar situation. I know your boy Ja Lil Beats also is with Roc. Did that play any factor in it? Like, what made that right to make the Roc Nation move?
Wale, the one who, like, came to me and said they wanted to work with me or whatever.
Yeah.
Once they came to me and said that, we had sat down with Hov. We put some things together, talked over some things, and I mean, we made it happen.
Yeah. I heard you played him the mixtape early on. Like, what was his reaction to it?
He was loving it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The same way everybody else loving it.
What's the reaction? What specific songs are people telling you that they enjoy the most out the mixtape from the feedback you're getting, like, personally from people?
I get a lot of feedback from London, too. Like, when your city do numbers, you know, people just can't make up the numbers. They got to come from somewhere, really. And London was like the number 3 market that downloaded it. That surprised me.
Oh, London.
A lot of people. Wow. Yeah, a lot of people from London downloaded it a lot, you know what I'm saying? And that surprised me. On Twitter, I see a lot of more on my Twitter now.
Yeah.
And showing love and representing it and loving the mixtape.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. International, man. You got to go out there and get that dough over there, man. That's the next phase.
Yeah. Yeah, no. It's definitely going to be there.
Definitely, man. Definitely, man. But yeah, you saw your man Will Smith had a little incident at the red carpet today. He slapped somebody, was acting, asked him something crazy, man. When's the last time you slapped somebody, man? Open hand somebody.
Who had a smack in my head?
Now, Will Smith. Philly's been hot on the internet, man, from you in the mixtape And then Freeway Bum Rush, the Jay press conference, and DJ Drama. Like, you Philly cats all over the internet, man. You running the internet right now. Yeah, he smacked this reporter that was, like, fooling around trying to, like, kiss him on the cheek or something. So he pulled back and slapped dude and then, like, laughed it off, blah, blah. This is, like, in overseas. Since you was talking about overseas, it made me think of it.
Oh, yeah. Philly
getting
to a lot of shit, man.
I saw Rosé finally let you to self-made too, the track list and shit. I saw you got a joint in there, Black Magic. Tell me about that joint. That's you and Ross on that one, right?
Man, I don't even know what that is, man. I ain't even see the track list yet.
Okay.
I know it's fire.
Yeah, they got you on Black Magic and on another one called Acting Up with Lay and French Montana.
Oh yeah, no, these hoes be acting up. That's fire. That's gonna go in the club.
That's one for the club.
Yeah, that's gonna go on the cloud for sure.
Yeah, I saw you fuck with Nas too, right? So it wasn't even no email thing. You was in the lab with Nas. What was that like? Is that gonna be like a hardcore record, or is that like a street radio record? Like, what do you think the vibe of that's gonna be?
Man, I think it's like an all around record, man.
Yeah.
It's called Maybach Curtains, man. Nas got in there. It's always just good to get motivation from the legend. Legends saying they like the music. Like, it's different, man. When you be in front of, like, when you can run into whole Nas, yeah. Busta Rhymes, Baby, Puff Daddy, these like the biggest guys in the game. You run into these guys and they say they love your music, young and you're doing the right thing. No, do nothing but motivate me and make me want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, no doubt. Maybach Curtains. Ah, that sounds ill. That shit sounds crazy. And you saying you need a new DJ, I saw. You handle that situation, man? You getting the show where you need to be?
I'm on a roll with DJ I'm at right now. My last DJ was like, he had 2 kids. He used to always take the work, and I mean, take the cool every morning, things like that. And time to go to tour, you know, it's a different ball game. You ain't gonna be able to do things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. One joint I wanted to ask you about on the mixtape I really like a lot, because I think you also showed your range on it. Like, a lot of it's real soulful. Is that used to be joint? Explain the motivation behind that song.
Guy named Jordan from Philly wrote the hook. You know what I mean? Gave it to me. You know, them type joints my specialty.
Yeah.
I have fun writing on rap, so I put it together and just dropped it. And they say that was supposed to be might have been on the album, but I just dropped it.
Yeah. But what's the message behind that? Like, because I know you talked about, you know, your struggles in the game, but like, you know, some people get stuck in the past and whole used to be mentality. Like, what was your mindset with that?
I used to be used to, but I never got used to it. Like, I mean, I used to be a guy that'd be in the streets all day.
Yeah.
And playing with guns and doing all types of dumb stuff. But that's what I used to. And now I just accept that, like, this is me. Oh, you don't see me trying to act like that person to this day. I'm just basically what the hook says. It says exactly to you.
Yeah.
Little cheesecake.
Yo, you getting a cheesecake. You keeping it real. You Philly now? It's hot, man.
No, I'm right now. I'm in North Carolina. You know the tour.
Okay. But you still getting that cheesecake. That's the Philly boy in you, man. You can't stop that.
Yeah.
How's the hometown treating you, man? How's the hometown? How was that birthday weekend?
And ain't not like a king at home, man. They show the utmost love, man.
Yeah.
But another level. Like, you can't even explain it.
Yeah. Nah, man, you deserve it, man. I mean, I tweeted the other day, I said, everybody loves Meek. I can't find a nigga that don't respect your hustle and your grind right now. I can't find him. I say, point him out.
I run into him sometimes.
But I saw you tweeted one day, you said, your mama said, tell him fuck him. So you good. As long as you got your mama, you ain't need nothing else.
Yeah, nah, that's all. This all the fish you get? Yeah.
He's getting it all.
Yeah.
Man. All right, Meek, I'm going to get these joints on, man. You really heating the streets up right now, man. I'm going to get that Amen on that used to be. Oh, you know what I like, too? The one your man Sam got his shine on. Talk about that. Are the ladies loving that one? What's the shit? Face Down,
man.
Right?
Sam,
that's for the ladies, right? Face Down's the new thing for the ladies this summer, right?
Man, Sam hooked on another level, man. Boy, that man can't Face Down.
You telling these chicks Face Down this summer? That's how we moving? Face Down?
Yeah, that's how we doing it, man. We mobbing this summer, man. Sam got the chicks love that record, man. The dance to it and the strip clubs, man. Sam got the hook game on lock. He's going to be on fire real soon.
Yeah, that's my nigga. I like Sam, man. He's a good dude, man. You know I fuck with y'all MMG dudes, man.
I already know.
Yes, sir. Continued success, Meek. Thank you for checking in, homie.
All right, thanks.
All right, talk to you soon. Wire and EVR. Keep it thorough.